On today's episode of the Bolts broadcast, we talk about the Nordiques. Be tuned. Season 3, episode 14 of the Bolts broadcast. My name is Mike Mitchelson. Chase Croshaw with me today. Chase, how you doing?
I am doing tired. How are you?
You're doing tired.
Birthday boy. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Das ist der Net. I'm doing good. I am a little tired as well. The tummy is a little grumbly, so we got to get this done a little bit quicker. And then I've got a brunch coming up here soon. So I am doing very good, and it's going to be a good show. I mean, you heard it at the beginning. There's talk about the Quebec Nordiques, so we'll get into that a little bit later on. We'll talk about that, of course, after the commercial break. We got to talk about John Tortorella's words for Connor McDavid, and then we're going to be looking at some hockey stuff. But, like Chase mentioned, he's a little tired. Why is that? Oh, we're recording for the first time in ever before 10 a.m.?
Yeah, I don't talk before 10 a.m. unless I'm waking up at like 5:30 and I have adequate time to wake up. But like waking up at 9, I don't talk before 10 a.m. So I'm here just fighting for my life.
Yeah, it's a little bit early and we had a little bit later of a night. We didn't leave Johnny's until about 1 a.m. So but we're here. We're here to vibe and just get this out of the way so that you can just focus on your Lions. I can focus on my Bengals and drinking. And it'll be a great day overall. So let's hop into the Tampa news. First up, we got Alex Barry-Boulet. He is going back to Syracuse.
Yeah, so you know, if you don't remember, since we lost him on waivers, you know, like 3-4 weeks or whatever, however long ago it was now, and then we got him back, he was still eligible to go back down within a certain time span without having to go through waivers. So he goes down. He'll get a little chance to maybe get some more playing time. He had 3 points for 7 games, you know, was playing okay, not doing anything spectacular, playing kind of small minutes. Thought he was going to be able to kind of, you know, reach and grab a bigger role with this team, but that didn't really happen. So maybe he can go down to Syracuse, gain some confidence, maybe get on a little bit of a hot streak thing, get called up.
Yeah, and the last time we talked about him, we mentioned how he had 3 points through 4 games. So yeah, his last three, he's been held scoreless, so that's a little bit unfortunate, but getting him more playing time, getting him more introduced into a bigger role will definitely help him out. And hopefully he'll be back up here towards the end of the season. He can be a helpful piece for the playoffs. Speaking of the playoffs there, you actually have to win during the regular season. We talked about being on an 8-game point streak. We extended that to 9. However, we fell short on the 10th game. Let's first hop into that 9th game. That would be against Philly. This one ended in a shootout with our boys taking it.
Yeah, it was a pretty solid matchup here. Sorry, my app is going a little slow on me for this morning. So that's just how she goes sometimes.
Of course.
But anyway, it was definitely a solid outing. When you go 2-for-2 in the shootout, it's not too shabby. But Carter Hart was not in this game. He played well. Vasilevskiy played well. Brayden Point ended up getting first start in this one. So the goalie matchup was pretty good, as we kind of expected it was going to be, despite, you know, them each giving up 3 goals. They were still really the stars of this game. But it was just good hockey. The Flyers are a bit of a different team this year. Like they're kind of where they should have really been the last couple of years. You know, like, all right, we got this new young goalie coming in. We've got the rest of the team around, and we should be kind of rolling. And then either the goalie was playing well and the rest of the team wasn't, or the rest of the team was playing well and the goalie wasn't. But right now, they're all kind of doing it together, which is good to see. But we were able to come out with the win anyway.
Absolutely, and Brayden Point getting the first star, a little bit surprising for me, just because how Steven Stamkos played in this one. He got a goal, an assist, and he was one of the two that scored in the shootout. Brayden Point had a great game as well. He had a goal and then the goal in the shootout, but Steven Stamkos, he continues his hot streak with another 2 points here and a shootout goal. You love to see that from a captain that we were talking about. Hey, he could possibly be moved soon if we need to clear up some cap space.
Yeah, I mean, thank the Lord that he's playing great and we don't have to move him. We'd much rather not trade Steven Stamkos. He's such an integral part of this team. And 18 points for 16 games, you know, we're happy that us saying those things, we're trying to positively jinx him, and looks like it's working. Hopefully he keeps this rolling.
Hey, it's weird. Whenever we talk poorly about a player or a coach or anything with the Tampa Bay Lightning, they start to turn it around. We did that with John Cooper in the first season. I know there was at one point where I was talking about Andrei Vasilevskiy a little bit, and then he came back on top of the world. We were talking about Steven Stamkos. Like, we just got to start bashing everyone on the Tampa Bay Lightning.
This team sucks.
Because they are just going to turn it around so very quickly. But let's now move on to the Devils game. This one didn't go to our plan, specifically that third quarter, or that third period, excuse me. Sorry, still thinking about football. That third period, coming into it, we were up 3-1. We give up 4 goals.
Yeah, that's 4 straight. New Jersey, I guess, technically say deserved to win this one with the way they played in the third, but, like, I mean, it was really Tampa's game, in my opinion, for the most part. Like, you can clearly see they're the better team, but, you know, just the way it should go sometimes. New Jersey comes out with a win. Dawson Mercer, you know, continues to have a pretty solid rookie season going, scored a 6th goal of the year for them. You know, other than that, you know, Sharganovic got his first 2 goals. You know, PK Subban, Jonas Ekinger, those 2 defensemen were doing it right. So it really is just like it's a weird New Jersey team. It's not like a star-studded roster. They have some good higher-end talent, then some young guys, and then some lower-end talent. But, you know, they seem to make it work at least okay enough. And, you know, they come out with this win here, not a big deal. You know, we got 2 more matchups. I think we're going to come out in those ones.
Yeah, I was interested in seeing that Vasilevskiy was the pick for the game against the Devils when we have Minnesota right around the corner. So that would mean Brian Elliott's going to be playing that one. Hopefully he can do well. And, hey, I'm not going to tell you what my birthday wish is, because birthday wishes don't come true if you tell people. But allegedly, it's a win for the Bengals and the Lightning tonight. Allegedly. I don't know if that's actually the case. But yeah, we previewed the Minnesota game already. There's no point in going over it because obviously you guys already know the result. But because it's so early in the morning, we do not know that yet. But we will preview another Flyers game. This is on Tuesday, November 23rd. The Flyers are at Amalie, a 7 p.m. game. We took one off of them in the shootout just recently. Are we gonna see a similar result this time?
I think that we definitely could. I'm going to put my faith in the Lightning coming out on top in this one. It should be another solid matchup, especially if Carter Hart's the one going, which I assume he is going to be. But even if not, I know Martin Jones played fine too. But I think it'll be another good goaltending matchup. You know, there still might be some goals, but there still be some great saves made, and there won't be any goalie losing the team for them or losing the game for them.
I saw something about Martin Jones on Twitter where someone was like, wait, is Martin Jones actually back to what he was a couple years ago? And I'm like, that's kind of a far stretch. Martin Jones is pretty good carrying the Sharks, but he's playing well this year. He's got a 3-2 record, a .920 save percentage. It definitely helps that he's in a more defensive-sounded team like the Flyers than the Sharks with, you know, their defensemen being forwards over there. But it's looking pretty good for him.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to call him back, but he's playing well in his limited, you know, playing time. So he's offering good support, but he's by far no means he's back.
And I gotta say, if it does end up going to a shootout, this should be a win for sure. Last time we saw him in the shootout, Tampa scored twice and Philly scored 0. So that's going to be it for our little preview. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, but on the other side of the commercial break, we got to talk about the Quebec Nordiques. Big news on that end. We'll be right back. The NHL season is underway, and the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, has an unbelievable offer to celebrate the greatest sport on ice. New customers can bet just $1 on any NHL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. Doesn't matter if it's a one-time clapper or a deft deflection. However they light the lamp, you win. If Sportsbook isn't available yet in your state, DraftKings won't leave you empty-handed. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes all season long with DraftKings Daily Fantasy Sports Contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code THPN. Throw down $1 on any NHL game and win $100 in free bets if either team scores a goal. This week, one puck in the net nets you a big win with promo code THPN at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. Must be 21 years or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only, minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for more details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Shout out to our friends over at DraftKings. If you need to make any sports bets, make sure to head over to the DraftKings Sportsbook. All right, Chase, let's get into this Quebec Nordiques news.
Yeah, so I was just reading a little bit last night that in early 2022, Gary Bettman and the NHL are going to meet with the city of Quebec to discuss the possibility of a Quebec Nordiques return. That could, you know, possibly mean a further expansion team. That could mean a relocation. We don't really know. It's just that Quebec wants to show that, you know, they have this venue built. It's like an 18,000-seater. It's the biggest venue in all of Canada that doesn't host a hockey team. So they've got that ready, and they've got the fans that want it. So it's just really about if they can present to the NHL that they're worthy of having it. So, as you know, they obviously had, you know, a WHA team that turned into an NHL team, and then they moved to Colorado eventually. But everyone's been, you know, clamoring, oh, Quebec City is a great market. They deserve fans. The main issue with this whole thing is that Quebec City is technically a smaller market than Arizona.
Mm.
Like the hockey fans are more diehard, but there's less fans that are, like, available. So, you know, for whatever reason, some people can't go because someone else is going on town one day. All of a sudden, the place is just half filled, like that easily. Whereas, you know, like in Toronto, if some people can't go, they're just selling those tickets, then being bought, and everyone's going. So, with Montreal being there already and stuff, like just kind of near, and I don't know the odds of this happening, but I hope it does because I love the old Nordiques jerseys. I mean, they're unreal. And I mean, I know they want to keep growing hockey in the desert, but like they're just stuck in this cycle of horribleness. They need something to change.
Yeah. And this is their last year in their current deal with their,
right,
with their ice. So yeah, I want it to happen, and I'd rather it be a relocation than an expansion, just because we're at a perfect spot right now where we've got eight teams in the four divisions. And if we bring in a 33rd team, that's just gonna screw it up. And if you do like 34 teams, then I feel like that's going to be a little weird too, unless you do like one big conference, or excuse me, two big conferences instead of four divisions. Cause like, 34 does not divide evenly into four. So if you do, right, like 17-17, then okay. But yeah, I don't know. I think relocation is the best possible route for this. And I know you were talking Quebec doesn't have the market that even Arizona does. But at the same time, we look at the Florida Panthers. They couldn't fill their seats for a couple years. And now that they actually found some success, they're able to do that. So maybe, just maybe, if Quebec can find a little bit of success, maybe some Montreal fans that are kind of on the fringe are like, you know what, I'm ready to dip. Let's go over to Quebec.
Yeah, it's possible. I mean, like, there's definitely old Quebec fans that had to become Montreal fans because of that, or they, you know, they went to other NHL teams. So there's the possibility for it to work out there, but, you know, we're really just going to have to wait and see if that opportunity comes.
It'll be really exciting to stay tuned to make sure we know what is happening with Quebec and the whole situation. Barry Bettman. There we go. All right. Let's now move on to the next piece of news. And that would be Rick Bowness screwing over Riley Tufte.
Yeah. So if you didn't see this, Riley Tufte, you know, he's called up to the NHL playing for the Stars, going to his hometown of Minnesota, made it sound like he was going to be in the lineup, so he buys all his tickets, spends all of his money that he's gotten so far being up on tickets for his friends and family. Nick Bjugstad goes, helps him buy some tickets, and then Rick Bowness scratches him last minute, and it was about like an hour before the game is what the report says. And then, you know, when he gets called out for it after the game, first he blames his assistant coach for making that decision. He doesn't take on responsibility himself. And then I saw later that he said, oh, well, Riley knew it for him, and I had a conversation. Well, okay, you're the only one that's saying that, and it sounded completely different from everywhere else. And then after you went and blamed your other coach earlier, like, you just seems like you're kind of backtracking. And the guy's body language was horrible in this interview. Dallas fans are not happy. You know, like, hockey people are just not happy. This is the type of thing you don't do. in hockey, like if someone's not going to play in their hometown, and there's someone that's like that bubble kind of player, they usually know well beforehand, so they don't go out and do this type of stuff. Like it happens where guys will go to their hometowns and then there'll be scratches, and you know they don't have to do all this crap. But if that's really going to be the case, you should have known hours, maybe even the day before, but not just, you know, that short of notice.
This is how you lose the locker room.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure all of his teammates were really happy for Riley Tufte being able to do this. Obviously, you talked about Nick Bjugstad helping get some tickets for Tufte's family and friends. So just not being able to play in front of that, like, I'm sure Nick Bjugstad is just as heated as Riley Tufte is. Just a bad situation for Rick Bonus. And, like, again, you lose the locker room that way. You got a young guy who's just probably smiling ear to ear. He's finally going to be on the ice, the NHL ice, in front of family and friends, and then get screwed over. It's just, yeah, not a good look, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is not great.
All right, Chase, John Tortorella, one of our favorite coaches, at least mine. I don't know. Is he still on your list?
Yeah, I mean, like, just as a coach, sure.
I think he's kind of funny. I'd like to see him on more broadcasts. I want to see.
Well, towards. I mean, the shit he said about McDavid is just stupid, honestly.
I didn't hear it, so here we are.
I don't have direct quotes right in front of me, but so I'm going to kind of run it down for you. So he was talking about how Connor McDavid, you know, he's a great regular season player and all.
Agreed.
But he is not a good playoff player, and he needs to change his game when he gets to the playoffs. He needs to be more defensively, be more physical, needs to block shots. He needs to change his game in the playoffs. Otherwise, well, he's not a good hockey player. And I got to tell you why there is so much wrong with that. When you have literally the best player in the world, you know, look at Sidney Crosby for the last 10 years. He didn't change his game in the playoffs. He played the same way from start of the season to the end of the season. Didn't do anything different. And then, you know, you can go back and look at Wayne Gretzky. Same thing. He didn't have to go out and play physical and slash and hit and block shots. He didn't do all these things. So why does Connor McDavid have to do it? Connor McDavid is one of the few players that should never have to change his game for anybody else. He's going to be in for 2 to 3 goals a game for your team. He might not be getting a point on those, but he's going to be on the ice causing those 2 to 3 goals. He's going to, if there was tertiary assists, you know, he'd get tertiary assists. He'd have 300 points every year. You know, he's going to be generating more offense for your team than anybody else. Why should he be the one out there playing, having to play extra defense, block shots, put his body on the line just to have him wear down, and you get, you know, deep in the playoffs and all of a sudden his offense is limited and you get mollywopped because of it?
Well, it seems like his offense is already limited in the playoffs. Yikes. I'm just kidding. Barely over a point per game, though. 22 points or 21 games. Torts, is one of the few coaches that expect players to change their game around the certain mold that they like their team. Trotz is another one. Barry Trotz with Matt Barzal over there. So, like, it makes sense why he's saying it. We saw why, you know, Patrick Laine was getting benched because he's more of an offensive player, not really a defensive guy. So Torts wasn't really liking that. I'm not going to defend what he said. It makes sense what he said, like why he said it, I should say. But I agree. Like, McDavid doesn't need to change his game. Rather, the Edmonton Oilers need to bring in the right pieces that can do what they have to do so that McDavid can continue to produce at such a high level.
Right. Like you have, you know, skater wise, you've got 17 other guys in the lineup. Those guys can adjust their game the right way in order to let McDavid do his thing, and they can keep rolling that way.
Well, not Leon Draisaitl, who's the better one of the two.
Okay, he's got 16 guys.
Let me go check what Draisaitl's points in the playoffs are. I know Draisaitl right now,
I'm not sure.
He is leading the regular season this year, 35 points compared to McDavid's 33 points. Pulling up his playoff stats right now. Oh, he's much better. Not much better, but same amount of games, 21, and he's got 27 points compared to McDavid's 22.
Hmm.
And wow, I didn't know that his initial playoff appearance in 16-17 was so good. 13 games, 16 points, where McDavid, he had 13 games, 9 points.
Ooh, what a bomb. So
that'll definitely separate them. But yeah, I absolutely agree. Towards, don't expect everyone to just mold their game to your coaching, especially nowadays. You got so many young kids that can do so many different things. The NHL is speeding up. The NHL is based on offense now. We've seen that with the last two Stanley Cup champs being the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Tampa Bay Lightning. So, like, Torts, come on, get out of the old school stuff. The Edmonton Oilers front office needs to work better around McDavid than McDavid needs to work better around that coaching staff.
That's fair.
All right. Hockey name of the day to end it. What is that?
What?
What is that name? All right. Jim Bob Ghostkeeper.
Yes, sir. Good old Jim Bob is a 2000, so 21-year-old, played three games.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
What do you think he was, 106?
Yeah, I didn't know. Like, we know Jim Bob Cooter in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's what, like 40, 50?
Yeah, something like that.
So I don't. Maybe Jim Bob was popular back then. I didn't know.
Maybe, but regardless, Jim Bob, if I'm not mistaken, he is a residential Canadian, so you know, a native. It doesn't say where he's born, but he played for Fort Saskatchewan Rangers, Double A, three games in 2015-16. And I know some you know native tribes still are in that area and stuff. So if I'm not mistaken, this is, you know, not like a necessarily common, but you know, like it's a name that existed within those communities.
Ghostkeeper? I wonder what the like the story is.
The origin?
Yeah. About Ghostkeeper.
Maybe he's keeping ghosts.
Maybe like in a box or yeah.
like the box where Roddy Rich.
No, not that. All right, well that's gonna do it for the show. We want to thank you so much for coming out and giving us a listen. We'll let Chase lead you out with an outro.
The neutro?
Outro.
Outro.
Yeah, an outro.
Okay. Well, as always, I want to thank you guys for listening. If you want to check us out on Patreon, support us over there. We'd really appreciate it. If you want to follow us on Twitter at Bolts Broadcast, it's at Bolts Broadcast. You can follow the Hockey Podcast Network on Twitter at HockeyPodNet. That's at HockeyPodNet. While you're at it, follow WMP on Twitter at WMP Sports Pod. That's WMP Sports Pod. That way you get all the content you need between those three accounts. Go to HockeyPodcastNetwork.com. Find all podcasts network there. Boom, click the logo. Listen, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Make sure to check out our blogs while you're at it. Wherever you're listening, if you rate us 5 stars to answer questions, comments, concerns, we'd appreciate it. Whatever you do, do not forget to use code THPN when you sign up for DraftKings.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk to you next time.